Welcome to Short Take. Austrian actress Thea Ehre landed her first small role in the television series Vorstadtweiber. While initially studying theater, film and media studies at the University of Vienna, she opted to leave her studies to take on her first significant film role. In 2022, Thea portrayed Leni Malinowski, a transgender woman navigating a complex world of love and investigations, in Christoph Hochhäusler's genre thriller Till the End of the Night. Thea received the Silver Bear for Best Supporting Performance at the 2023 Berlinale for her role. She followed that up with the short film Die Räuberinnen, which won the Max Ophüls Preis. In addition to her artistic pursuits, Thea Ehre actively advocates for the representation of transgender individuals, both in her public persona and through her work in film and theater. Thea will be seen next at the 2025 Berlinale in Tom Tykwer's The Light. This year, Thea has been selected as one of German film's face-to-face ambassadors. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Thea.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And there's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Okay.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
I'm ready.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Excited, a bit stressed, but in a good way, and thrilled to be on the panel.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think it's spending time with my loved ones.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
I think right now it's reality shows. I'm very much into trash TV right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a secret obsession, but it's an obsession.
Definitely. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be anything film related, but obviously it can be.
Well, I really enjoy doing like short movies and projects with film students and stuff, because I think there's like a lot of space to be creative, which I love. But I think I have to pick the film Till the End of the Night, because it was like my first steps into like German cinema.
Yeah. Christoph Hochhäusler was on the podcast as well.
Yes.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Honesty.
What is your favorite food? And it can be a dish or it can be a whole cuisine.
Okay. I don't know if it's an Austrian dish, but I'm really into like potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
With like yogurt sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm loving it.
Yeah. It's sort of like a Eastern European, probably, yeah, Bohemian, Austrian kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nice. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
I think I would be a marine biologist, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like my dad, he had a lot of aquariums when I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got very fascinated by the sea and by the fish.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
It's a fantasy talent, and I think it's shape-shifting.
Mm, nice one.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe also as an audience member?
I really appreciate it when you're in the cinema and, you know, it's like a shared space for emotion. And sometimes you cry with people you don't even know because a scene is very touching. And I think the last film that I saw in cinema was Wicked. And I just really enjoyed singing with the other people, crying with the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having a great time.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's so sad because I read very little at the moment. And I really hope to change that in the future. The last book I read, I think it was a screenplay.
Fair enough. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Maybe Pippi Langstrumpf.
Always a classic.
Yeah.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
Okay. Then I have to pick The Light by Tom Tykwer because it's opening the Berlinale a few weeks and I was having like a little part in there. And I think it's going to be a great movie. I don't know anything about it yet, but yeah, it's going to be great.
Do you have any recommendations for our listeners in regards to upcoming or already established talents?
I'm going to pick two actresses from Germany, Isabella Krieger and Paula Essam, because I did a very nice student movie with them. And yeah, they're both amazingly talented actresses. And it was very nice working with them.
Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a little bit personal.
Okay.
What do you like most about yourself?
That's always like a hard pick. I don't know. I think I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm. And now we're doing a 180. What do you dislike about yourself?
Also a classic. I think I worry too much.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Well, I am a coffee addict.
Mm.
And I accidentally bought decaffeinated coffee.
Oh.
I hate it. I know. Yeah.
I can relate.
First problem. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Which random thing makes you happy?
Cleaning my flat.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting. I mean, I would say cleaning can be very satisfactory, but happy.
It makes me happy. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
Me time. Yeah.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Maybe be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Mm-hmm. And we're already at the last question.
Okay.
Who would play you in a film or series about your life? And it doesn't have to be like a looks decision, because we've had some really very interesting choices.
Tilda Swinton.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah. I love her. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you here.
Yeah, the pleasure was mine.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.